Blog Talk Radio.
David Banner, why do people kill people?
David Banner. They...
La, la.
Ooh, ooh.
La.
Selling a piece of rock now. What about the woman on my tabletop now? Up in the strip club, about to let her top down. If you ask me, you gotta be a better way. You all things. Cause everybody steady acting like ain't no other way to go.
People out here hustling, trying to make a way. Even through the darkness, we'll see brighter day. Gotta be the change that we wanna see. Pray for all the hurt, cause only love will win.
Pray for all the children, cause of where it begins. Stop all the hurt and let's pray for an end.
If you ask me, there's gotta be a better way.
There's gotta be a better way.
Yeah, cause the streets are the way to go.
But we can't give up, no.
Gotta pray for the world to grow.
Pivotal. There was a moment where I only acted miserable, but my granddaddy told me, baby, don't be pitiful. The fact that you are still alive, it is a miracle. That's why I always talk to God and I am spiritual. So the positive lyrical content is constant. You'll catch your contact and find me in your conscience. But I'm just worried about the baby, cause this world is getting crazy. Little bit of love and a lot of hate, and people never cease to amaze. Cause everybody wanna rise to the top, and everybody want a piece of the pie. But everybody need to stop, need to show a little love. Baby, we gon' be
Good evening, everybody. This is OG Mac Drama, and you're tuned into Top Star Hip Hop Radio with Power Talk with OG. Today's show is dedicated to a young man, and we'll talk about it, who was brutally murdered a couple months ago, but the facts are just now coming to light behind a new release video. But before we go into that, we're going to play some new music releases, and we're going to interview a young lady that Maddie's bringing on board, and then we'll get into the reason for this podcast. And today's podcast is called In Memory of Ahmaud Arbery. Rest in peace. Brutally gunned down in Brunswick, Georgia. Our condolences goes out to the family. And as we call upon the people to practice calmness and demand justice, I would like to let that justice know. If there is no justice, then why should there be peace? Enough already. Enough. We have come to the fact that Black men are targets. Because they look threatening or look like a suspect, it is okay to gun them down. And the laws protect people who do this. Okay? Now, I'm an advocate for stand your ground, but most self-defense cases are if someone backs down, then you back down. Not if you instigate, then you kill. No. No, no. That should not be right. Anyway, and to bring it even further, then I'll get off the subject for a moment while we get to the music part. Anyone else who've been brought to justice, they would have been charged, talking about waiting on a grand jury. Give me a fucking break. But I will also say this. Now, that was me advocating for justice. It's kind of too convenient that someone was filming this while this is going on. Are there powers that be that are trying to incite a race war? Because my pulse, my ear is to the pulse of a lot of these urban communities, and they are ready to set shit off. With this coronavirus getting people already mentally crazy, loss of jobs, economy going to shit, a crazy president in office, and I'm a Republican. People are just a hairline fracture from erupting like a volcano. So that's food for thought. I'm just here reporting what I think and my opinions, because this is called Power Talk with OG. And with that being said, I got some new music we're going to drop today. And let me pull up the artist. 1 second. Excuse me. And I hope everybody's having a wonderful Thursday. Okay. Salute to Cynthia Correa da Silva from Brazil and your wonderful donation to our network. We really appreciate it. All right. This is Glow Dog. And this is called Alone in the Dark. And I know this young man, he's hilarious, but he's been loyal, so I promise I'll play his music. Let's get it.
I'm alone, so we're crying. I'm alone, so I die. When I'm alone in the dark, voices surround me. When I'm alone in the dark, voices surround me. Kill me, this real life can't feel me. This pillow make you feel empty, watching all our envy. Kill me, kill me, kill me, kill me and burn. Kill me, 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 kill me,
care of me. It won't hurt.
That was Alone in the Dark by Glow Dog, a.k.a. K-Dog. And here goes another one of his. This is called Crossroads. It's called Hear It, Feel It. Let's get it. K-Dog with Savage Quality Music. He's a member of the Green Party Band. And he's a loyal brother of
1070. No one wants to meet the Grim Reaper. We seen them. She thinks we some demons. We know not to show our feelings. Hear it, feel it. You'll have to like it. Hear it, feel it. I'm always crying. Ain't no way to fight it, fight it. I'm trying. Our hands are slipping and we're not delighted. We're not excited. Yeah, hear it, feel it. You gotta like it.
I like the song on the beat. Nice pop song.
Feel it. You don't have to like it.
Vocalist. All right, y'all. That's K-Dog. Follow him on Instagram at K-Dog Hendrix or on Twitter at 1017K-Dog, D-A-W-G. All right. We got another submission, and then we'll bring Maddie on and find out when his artist is calling in. Hold on 1 second. This is was submitted by Maybach Music, and let me pull up the artist's name. 1 second, everybody. Appreciate the patience. Dun, dun, dun. 1 second. I gotta find the track. Okay. This was submitted by C Styles, and the artist's name is Chanel Monet. Soon it's a female. And it's my first time here. When I play something world premiere, I don't review it. I just look at, make sure it was sent to me correctly. And I assume they did it, it's mixed and mastered professionally. Only time I listen to the file, I don't know who it is from. Oopsie. Uh-oh, that didn't pull it up. Hold on 1 second, everybody. Let me go into my other. I have to refresh my boards. I see you 757. Hold on. People already want to chime in. C H A. Oh, here we go. I got 1, 2, 3 songs by her. The first one is Heavy Talk. Chinatown, featuring Chanel Monet, produced by Quarter Pound.
Quarter Pound. Get it. 40 on the road, time to call quick. 2 trips to the lab, got it all back. If I ain't about my money, what you call that? Now I'm up a good number, had to crawl back. 500 for a feature, yeah, that's off rep. When I was grinding for this shit, where was y'all at? I get to talking too heavy, I'ma fall back. Ain't no cap around here, hold it all back. Rollie, caught me, about 45. Fucking around and blew it out, I don't know the time. Hope be out here talking crazy, but won't cross the line. I be on that dumb shit, so talk about mine. Big stack, bitch, all honey. Been waiting at the top, when is y'all coming? A few thousand on the chain, if you think I'm stunting. I drop this fucking beat just to count some money. These niggas, they be really in they feelings. They say it's money on the floor, then I'ma go and get it. Big spinning, little nigga, I don't know the limit. Really living. Dollars make sense, take 100 off the stack. Then I fill up Jenny's pictures. Then 100 for the shoes, man, I get the really tripping. Trying to tally up a milli, so I'm on a bigger mission. Ain't no payment plans, you gotta pay me in advance. But I play drunk, I be going crazy with the band. Ain't no motherfucking front, I be doing what I want. Who trying to eat? Buy the whole school lunch for a month. I don't play rounds, and I don't line the verse. Before I catch and start a rap, I read the line of dirt. You little niggas here hustling, I'm supplying the work. And that's the boss of me, talking sheep, so don't need talk to me. I really walk around hearing bitches on mute. It get ugly if you bitches ever try to get cute. This the shit I do every week. You girls let them talk money till I pull out receipts. You trying to come for me? Bitch, it ain't even that deep. They trying to play me like I'm sweet, but I ain't losing no sleep. Yeah, I heard it's some bitter bitches out here looking for me. Ho, you know where to find me if you looking for me. Drop that fucking addy if you really want to meet. I get the stunting on your block. I be sharing where you eat. I got some money. They don't love me like they used to. That fake love. They don't hug me like they used to. I recognize this ain't nothing that they used to. Cause I don't need they love like I used to. Yeah. Like how you supposed to win if you can't take a loss? That's the shit that make a boss. You gotta shake it off. Nothing in this world is yours if you can't pay it off. All I talk is dog shit. Big mail taking off.
That was Heavy Talk Chinatown, produced by Quarter Pound, featuring Chanel Monet. Another one, second one is called On Go, featuring Stair Gotti, Chanel Monet, producer again, Quarter Pound. Let's get it.
Quarter Pound. Get it, you know I be
When everybody play roles, I ain't neck at all. I get a fax to y'all. I'm getting tired of y'all. Bitches wasn't down from the jump. I wake up out of y'all. I'm trying to stack it all high for the right moment. Seeing my name in the light looks nice, don't it? Damn right I'm on it. The betrayal caused pain in my chest, so I had to put some ice on it. So many people say they love me, don't know who to trust. They think I'm doing something, I don't think I'm doing enough. Money flipping, I be getting it done. I'm so up, bitch, I ain't even winning. I won, that's now.
I'm about to get it, you know I be coming with it. Stay on my ground for sure. Get out your feelings, I'm minding my business. I'ma get it all on the low.
If I die tasting your love, I'ma look over you. Why we can't just run it up and get matching necklace? If I say I'm out the way, don't text me like you feel neglected. Cause time after time, you on my mind. And when you hit my line, I don't decline. Why you worry about who I'm messaging? We supposed to focus on better, and I don't wanna let go. Feel like I'm out of control. But if I gotta let go, then I just want you to know that I'm gonna go for you, even when it's rough. And like I love you, even though it's tough.
I'm about to get it, you know I be coming with it. Stay on my ground for sure. Get out your feelings, I'm minding my business. I'ma get it all on the low. On a money mission, I'm the one they mention. I need to be hitting a road, yeah. As long as I'm with it, I'm making a living. You ever catch me tripping, I'm on.
That was On Go, featuring Stergotti, producer Quarter Pound, and again, Chanel Moore. And her final submission by C-Style Maybach, salute, is Best Friend House, produced by Quarter Pound, featuring Chanel Moore. I see you, Jeffrey Lakes. Let's get it.
Yeah, I'm trying to make a couple million, something like that. Hit the road, run it up, then I'm coming right back. Ooh, they like, Nelly, why you stunning like that? They ain't never seen nothing like that. Ha, because I'm hot right now. Started from the bottom, headed to the top right now. Oh, go. I can't be stopped right now. Haters want to take my spot. Not right now. I can't. This money did turn me to a monster. I'm so Chanel, I need a sponsor. Just in case you forgot, let me remind ya. Right through the crowd, getting money over here, ain't no haters allowed. I got plans for the night, ain't no taking me out, girl, it's lit. I'ma stay for a while, I'll probably spend the night.
It's a party at my best friend's house. 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 It's a party at my best friend's house.
Go, bestie. Go, bestie. Go, bestie. Go, bestie.
Producer Quarter Pound. That's called Best Friend House. His next song, it was on our top 20 Saturday Weekly suggested playlist. It's A Thug and it's called Black Girl Music. If you're newly tuned into our show, always the first half hour, we dedicate to new music releases. We got about five to more minutes of music, and then we can get into the bulk of the show. This is Black Girl Magic by A Thug. Let's get it. Also known as Black Rolling Stones.
Black Rolling Stone, number one.
Girl magic, you got the power within. Your aura resonates, see you shining within. Love your curves on your surface, a diamond within. You build and destroy, it's like you mine within. Black girl, you know you got that magic. You know you got that magic. Black girl, you know you got that magic. You know you got that magic. Black girl magic, you got the power within. Your aura resonates, see you shining within. Love your curves and your surface, a diamond within. You build and destroy, it's like you mining within.
She like my crypto, she an asset. Far from a bitch though, and her asset. So we on go, when we passing. Respect the talk, we ain't clashing. Respect the walk, loving the fashion. She bang with A, with without the rapping. Support the vision, now that's a best friend. Thick thighs, save lives. So you know I'm swimming in it like a great wide. Pac and John B or the Berry Wide. Either way, light switches going down tonight. Vibes so low, you make you wanna do live.
Black girl magic, you got the power within. Your aura resonates, see you shining within. Love your curves and your surface, a diamond within. You build and destroy, it's like you mine within. Black girl, you know you got that magic. You know you got that magic. Black girl, you know you got that magic. You know you got that magic. Black girl magic, you got the power within. Your aura resonates, see you shining within. Love your curves and your surface, a diamond within. You build and destroy, it's like you mining within.
That's not living, mine. It's up to you to choose life. Tap into that magic, it's nothing you could do, right? Something like a coach, the way I help you move right. And when we up in the stew, we get that move right. We get them tunes right. Wrote me a love letter, I love you too, ma. Happy Mother's Day, cause every day's Mother's Day. Karma get good when the mothers pray. Love and tender care in the mother's way. Black girl magic, it ain't no other way. When we bring it together, it'll be a better day. Don't sell yourself short, it's a better way. See, I take the game like an ace of spades. So it's no way we could ever fail today. Get your coins, stack your bread, then don't forget to pray. I know you spiritual, I know you conscious. You a queen, hate when they call you a bitch. Knowledge of self and you owning it. So natural and your body's a check. I peeped from your grin, you was classy with it. When I looked in your eyes, it was magic in there. Looked in your eyes, it was magic in there.
Black Girl Magic by Black Rolling Stone. The next song is a song that my label 1017 recently released under Black Drama Division of 1017. My artist Langer Jan is called Her.
She just wanna be loved. She just wanna feel right. Don't know why she can't even fall asleep at night. She don't wanna be used, lost or confused. Her pain displays more than a hickey or a bruise. She just wanna be loved. She just wanna feel right. Don't know why she can't even fall asleep at night. She don't wanna be used, lost or confused. Pain displays more than a
there. Why the girl sitting all alone over there? She's been through a lot. To you, she's a thought. All the guys only talk to her cause she's hot. She's feeling real low, no self-esteem. Bad home life, no friends to tell her anything. She hates the word trust that used to be in us. Broken-hearted girls always falling for lust. Wants to hit rewind, go back in time. She looks to be happy, but she's barely getting by. No one asks her how she's feeling on the inside. Yeah, it makes no sense. No, it doesn't. Please stick around past all the men I love it. Tell her that she's special in every single way. She just wants to fly away like a bird in the day. She prays for a change. She wants to see the light. Build another strength so she can win the fight. Ignorance is bliss. Smarter than the news. Life throws at different doors, but she can't choose. Cause she's afraid of her past holding her back. All the times that she thought she finished last. No one by her side when she needed the most. Everyone comes, yeah, everyone goes. This is not the life that she chose. She always do the most. She got her own car, she got her own house. She might be broken, but she's ballin'. She don't understand the strength she's gained. Now she see the sunshine after the rain. She don't understand the growth she's gained. Now she see the sunshine after the rain. She just wanna be the. She just wanna feel right. Don't know why she can't even fall asleep at night. She don't wanna be you. Lost or confused. Her pain displays more than a hickey or a bruise. She just wanna be the. She just wanna feel right. Don't know why she can't even fall asleep at night. She don't wanna be you. Lost or confused. Her pain displays more than a hickey or a bruise.
She got it right too. Really know a city, but I know him if he poppin'.
Bad bitch attitude in a fake.
See, I can see you faking, girl. I know you really wanna fall in love with a player. I usually hit it like once and I see you later. But Cuban met us halfway on an escalator. Uzziah pimpin' and my grandpa alligator. Here's my shoulder to lean on when things get hard. Know they don't deserve you. Baby, that is tryna work you hard.
Ah.
call, shut up, be the boss. Just coming, though, she got it gone.
She got it gone. She got it gone. She got it gone. She got it going on. She got it gone. 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 She got it going on. I can look at her body. I can tell that she got it. I can look at her body. I can tell that she got it. She got it gone. 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 She got it going on.
And finally, from 1017 Records, Richmond Country Richmond, we got the newly signed female artist out of Chicago, Chaos Monroe. And we just dropped this single on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, Felicidades. And it's called Breeze. Check her out. The latest edition of 1017. Now, for this is alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a real bitch, come fuck with me. Never been about no fuckery. Told Poppy he ain't cut for me. Out of the money, your company. All the other bitches can't fuck with me. You really ain't nothing but a slut to me. Your man still tryna fuck with me. He wasn't really shit but a nut to me. Never gon' settle, get pop, heavy metal. I'm so official, need a medal. All about the cheddar. Neck so good, need a sweater. Kill the competition, no Beretta. Tell that bitch, please, I got him on a leash. Come pick your man up off his knees. Hit him with the freeze. Diamond on the sleeve. Move too fast, see me breathe. Ride, ride by, see your eyes get popped. You run up on me, get dropped. These hoes ain't about to just pop. Keep my name in their mouth like cops. Catch me in the west, call it HP. Body looking right like HD. Head game, Jody man crazy. I don't let her fuck cause I'm lazy. You ain't worth it, torture made of ether. Got your trap booming, no beepers. Mouth cold as ice, need a freezer. Wifey in this bitch, she a keeper. Elevator, higher than an elevator. Levitator, you ain't on my level, hater. Never replicated, can't be illustrated. Never getting passed, I'm a legislator. Kill the other bitches, no gun smoke. Money maker, get them by the bundle. This little cookie never crumble. Chopper, even that you hear the drum roll. I'm a real bitch, come fuck with me. Never been about no fuckery. Told Poppy he ain't cut for me. Out of the money, your company. All the other bitches can't fuck with me. You really ain't nothing but a slut to me. Your man still tryna fuck with me. He wasn't really shit but a nut to me.
Power Talk.
Always watch. OG Matt Drummer. OG Matt Drummer.
see you niggas from my blockers. Riding through your city like a shotter. Thinking like a goon in the goblet.
Come on.
Too legit like I'm Hammer.
Hammer.
Dip set nigga like I'm Camera. Hustle game nigga, yeah, hands on. Money, power, respect is what I stand on. Real nigga recognize real. Ain't even on the same hill. R.I.P. to PC. Cause you niggas know what it is. Haters telling niggas I'm a problem. Lost in these streets like I got them. 10-17 is what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG Mac Drama. OG Mac Drama.
What's good? It's your boy Trio Trey, representing Vicksburg, Mississippi. Y'all go get my single Sentiment in stores and all platforms. And you tune in to Power Talk with the OG Mac Drummond. You feel me?
Yeah. It's your boy Young Suave checking in from the Mile High Club. You are now tuning in to Top Star Hip Hop Radio. Let's get it. Salute to OG Mac Drama 1017 Squad.
Hey, yo, what it is? It's your boy Jada Breeze, and you tune in with OG Mac Drama on the Power Talk Show. Pay attention.
Yo, this is Kevin Anthony. You're tuned in to the hottest show on Wednesday nights, Power Talk with OG Mac Drama on Royal Thieves Radio. So keep it locked right here before you miss out.
This your boy Josh from YNC. You fucking with my partner, OG Mac Drama, Brick Squad Mafia Gang. Ah!
Yo, this is Ann Jules.
And your Earthling Jay.
And we are Ageless Angels. You know what's up.
Yeah, that's right.
What's poppin'? That's right. You're listening to
the one and only Power Talk
with OG Mac Drama, Top Star Hip Hop Radio.
What's up, world? It's your girl, Bay Bay, and you are now tuned in to Power Talk with OG Mac Drama, bringing you that indie fire. Drop that, baby.
What up? It's Dante Bacote. You're now listening to Power Talk with OG. Listen to what he has to say.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Devo coming out of the UK. Taylor B Entertainment. You're riding with my man, Mac Drama. Power Talk with OG. Keep it locked.
What's good, world? Live and direct from Staten Island, New York. It's the one and only KRT, also known as Critical, 2Ks, no Cs. And right now, you're tuned in to my brother, the real Lucius Lyons, OG Mac Drama.
What's up, what's up? If you're newly tuned in, this is Top Star Hip Hop Radio. Power Talk, 137th episode, 14th season. And today's episode is in memory of Ahmaud Arbery. Brutally murdered in Brunswick, Georgia, back in February. And this would have been swept under the carpet. I'll give you guys some background information, then we bring in our hosts and other people and take our calls. So apparently in this town, Brunswick, somebody, allegedly a black person, must have been doing some break-ins, some robberies. Well, this guy, and he was known for football, was jogging. A Caucasian man saw him from his porch, seeing him jogging, and he said, hey, he looked like that guy that fit that description. He called his sons, and he sped around and cut him off down the road while the other son is coming from the back. Now, this was the answer. I was like, who's that filming? It was his second son who filmed this. Thank you, second son. Now we know the truth. Anyway, so they stopped him, accosted him. Of course, he's seen two white guys in the south with a gun. He ready to flee. They move off camera, and there's an altercation. Pow! Then back on camera, and two more shots. Pow, pow! He tries to fight back, and then he collapses to the ground. All caught on videotape. Now, he's unarmed. Okay, he has no priors. And even if he did, that has no bearing on the case. People kill me. Well, he has prior records. So what? About 7 out of every 10 black men in this country got priors. And why? Because we are more heavily, aggressively policed than y'all white folks. Trust me. And I grew up in white neighborhoods. They get a smack on the wrist. I'll call your parents. Well, don't do this again, Bobby. Mary Sue, the next time I catch you smoking marijuana, I'm about to call your dad. Us, they lock us up right away. We get records. So we don't have the right. Exercise our Second Amendment right, because as soon as you got a record, you cannot have a gun. If you're a felon, you can have a rifle in your household. People don't realize that. You can always have a rifle in your house, but a firearm, a handgun. Anyway, let me get back on topic. I could see if he had raped somebody, abused, molested someone's child, mom, you know, I would blow his brains away too, unarmed or not. He did none of the above. He was just a black man jogging. I want that to sink in. People view black folks as, yeah, we can be aggressive. And that's a defensive mechanism from the manipulation of our urban communities into war zones, rival gangs, and how they've been trying to effeminate the black males. So we come across real brutal and strong, but 9 times out of 10, it's a front, folks. I'm telling you the truth. Know how I know? Because y'all still killing us and we ain't do a goddamn thing about it. That's how you know it's a front. Any other race, it wouldn't be no talk. Oh, white folks killing us, we killing them. And I'm not advocating that. I'm just telling y'all the truth. Okay? We may look aggressive, but we are some of the most loving people on the planet. Why do you think there's no music like soul music? I don't care. Like African-American soul music, the best music on the planet. Being black is not enough. It's going through the black experience that brings that out of your gut. Okay? And that music cannot be made unless there's a lot of love and spirit inside of people. And everybody love our music. They love the way we dance. They love everything about us. But yet they still got this fear of a black planet. And let me tell you something about black folks. We're the most inclusive people on the planet. If you come to our neighborhoods, we embrace you. We don't throw up signs, move, nigger. You know, none of that stuff. If you are mixed race, we embrace you. We're like, you're one of us. We don't call you a mud person, a mongrel. We are some of the most receptive and acceptive people on this planet. Okay? But unfortunately, media and how certain government agencies and certain powers just want to eradicate us. They have set a division in this country. There's a cancer, and it's called racism. Fuck COVID and all that bullshit. I hope COVID killed millions. If it'll erase racism and make everybody look upon as equal. You heard me? I hope coronavirus slaughtered the shit out of everybody listening to me. If it's going to make finally racism go away. That's how deep I feel about it. Because it's ugly. It's ugly. Some people ignore it, even among blacks. They go about their business as usual. But the fact of the remainder is, until Obama was elected, a lot of black kids don't look at higher office or what they could be in life. They don't aspire to be Bill Gates. They just want to be comfortable because we know there's a ceiling set above us that is hard for us to break through. Worse than females. Females could get far in this world. Do you know what it's like to be able to have a kid and say you could be all you want it could be? We tell our kids that, but we don't really mean it because we know they will never allow it to happen. Okay? The odds of us making it maybe 1 in 100. Salute to Jay-Z, became one official billionaire. Okay? Only about 3 or 4 black billionaires. Whole bunch of Asians, whole bunch of whites, whole bunch of Indians. 3. And the funny thing is, more black people on this planet than anybody. Okay? And I'm saying all this because I hope people who hear me hear our planet crying. Why do you think you get all this unnatural and things going on in the world? The planet is tired of the ugliness. And a day of reckoning is going to come if we don't change. It's happening now. I'm not talking about revelations and everything. Yeah, we got all them big hornets. We got a plague of disease going on. I'm talking about for In physics, they says for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. It's the law of physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Keep killing us. Eventually, it erupts. And once it does, it's going to be hard to plug it back in. So I'm asking everybody now, first and foremost, let's pray for this young man, for his family. Let's pray for justice. And I just hope the voices who are crying out anger are not just blacks, whole whites, browns, yellows. The whole world needs to laminate regarding this atrocity. And with that being said, I'm going to bring on my fellow co-host. And I'll take calls. Hey, what's going on, Jeffrey? What's going on, Maddie? Hey, Maddie, when is your artist calling in? Because I wanted to get her out the way so we could discuss this serious occurrence.
Yeah, I've been trying to fucking get a hold of her, man. This is the last time I tried to help her.
But you see, that's why I didn't promote her. She didn't show last week. Don't ask me again.
No, I won't, man. It's not even my artist. Anyways, favorite.
And I would delete her music. Huh?
So listen, well, don't do that now. I'll get in touch with her. Anyways, yeah, so I have some points on this. First of all, have you seen pictures of those hillbilly motherfuckers? What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's up, Maddie? How you doing?
I'm all right, man. It's been a rough week, but... Yo, OG,
now,
have you seen
the pictures
of those
hillbilly? Young man. Tell me about the pictures of them.
Oh, homie. Yo, you should see these motherfuckers, man. They camoed up. They're, like, sucking dick off their shotguns. Like, straight up. And then second, I don't understand how only white people can take justice in their own hands. And third,
that's the point. If I did that to you, Maddie's white and I'm black, folks, I would be hauled my black ass in jail, no matter what jurisdiction. It's crazy.
And first
man.
Of all, if you're gonna commit a robbery, first of all, man, you ain't jogging down the main street in shorts.
For real.
You running down fucking alleyways,
jumping
fences. You know what I mean? Like you got to get the fuck away. You ain't just jogging naturally down the road, right? Like straight up. And then you got homeboy in the back taking video of this shit like it's a game. Like, man, you should see pictures of you. Post it up on your shit after. You should see pictures of you, like, honestly. Like, seriously, their cousin's fucked for sure. Like, for sure. Yo, I'm gonna try to get in touch. Yo, talk to Jeff for a bit. I gotta handle this shit.
Hey, Jeff, you know this happened back in February. I just thought about it a couple of days ago. Someone had tagged me in it, and I saw. I said, "Damn!" But folks, before we continue, since that occurred, there was a police deadly shooting of an unarmed black man in Memphis, Tennessee. And also a person in Indianapolis who was going live on his live stream was brutally shot by a cop. I mean, this shit is still going on. I don't know what to say. But go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, one of the problems with this is, you know, the fact that these folks, they don't feel that they're going to be held accountable. It's amazing to me how they'll storm the damn state house in Michigan armed and not get checked for that. But we can get shot in the back, shot and killed, and those folks can go home and sleep in their beds for 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, so... You know, what needs to happen is they need to stop checking for each other, trying to determine after they've done this stuff that, well, you know, we're not going to, we're not going to lock white men up for killing black, you know, for killing a black man. We're not going to waste their lives. They made the decision to waste their lives killing another man. If he was suspicious, you're not the police. Even if you were the police at one point.
And let me add this: the person in question. Now it's kind of a twofold thing going on. It's a racist attitude of the killer. But now the part of assessment, I don't really think it's more racist. It's more of connected, because I myself, I'm very much connected. I was involved in a homicide myself. I did not go to jail. I was questioned and not taken into custody. You know what I mean? Because I was connected. Okay. I've been in a lot of situations where you know the right people, they make things disappear or they smooth it out for you. So that's called being involved, networked, and knowing the right people. And so these people, the father, he was an investigator for a prosecutor. I think he might have been a prosecutor. And they're all connected to the local law enforcement. But that's if they had been black, I think they would have got the same treatment. But that's the power part of the network. But the thing is, though, it doesn't excuse when it's a video and everything and still no arrest. If what I've done when I did my homicide, if it was on video, I would have still been exonerated, okay? But I probably would have spent a night in jail because of that video footage. You know what I mean? So,
Well, I'm not mixing apples and oranges on any level right now.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is when they pick juries, when they go into these grand juries,
oh, yeah,
and they go into these
back
rooms,
all white juries.
They're basically
wait a minute, there, and they're calling a grand jury. And they don't need a grand jury to bring charges.
Yeah, it's black and white, like legitimately, metaphorically.
Grand juries are using when there's questionable facts about the evidence. The evidence is clear as sunshine.
No, the question that they had to convene it was to use that platform to sweep that matter away. That's the bullshit they own. Until somebody goes that route and gets their ass handed to them.
He's not a suspect. He was jogging.
Yeah, motherfucker
until somebody
was jogging,
goes
man.
That
he
route,
short,
makes
wasn't
that
he?
Call, and it makes that
you
call,
have high
gets socks, their ass handed to them.
One at a time.
Whether it's in court or otherwise, then they're gonna continue to believe that they can do that. They're gonna continue to believe that they can be judge, jury, and executioner.
Mm.
And it's a misguided, false belief that they have. It's an arrogant comeuppance that it's going to have an effect. It's going to have a harvest for them.
I agree.
Huh. No, that's one of the telltale. Oh, when folks started migrating to Atlanta, I said, look, Atlanta's in Georgia. When they came up with three strikes, Georgia was talking about two strikes. I said, hell, I'm not going to two strike state. You miss me with that? You know,
for real?
It's still the freaking South.
Man, I the only time I lived in the South, I lived in Florida for a while and visited for a time in Atlanta, and I did not like it at all. I did like the fact that you knew when white folks didn't like you. They're not fake like they are on the West Coast and Northeast. Yeah, you know, you knew, hey, them folks don't like me. I'm not going down that side of the town. I'm not going in their bar. You know what I mean?
Well,
that's what I'm
everybody out here is an actor. Whether they have a damn stage or a SAG card, they're an actor, fake ass.
But let me tell you what I also discovered. One time I'm hanging out with these brothers, they look like they're straight off from Scotland, beard there. I met them in Florida, and they hunt alligator and all that, and they, you know, we kicked it. And one time we was eating some gator, and this is an evening. I mean, but I closed my eyes because I was relaxing there to have a drink. And I tell you this, and I say this for everybody. As I was listening to these men, I was like, these guys could be some of my country uncles, because their attitude, the way they talked, and their whole culture and style, were just like some southern black gentlemen, except they were white. And it dawned on me, these people who have this divide among them, especially in the South, white and black folks, they got so much in common. Let me tell you something. Yesterday I ordered southern fried chicken here in Arizona. It was the most nastiest food I ever had in my life, because they're not from the South. Somebody got a southern recipe. The chicken had no season, wasn't fully cooked. The greens was nice, but I had to tell them to put a side of mac with it. They'd be like, huh? You know what I mean? But you go down South, white folks, southern food is soul food, people. You know what I mean? And that's why I don't understand, and I do understand, the animosity between them. That's from slavery, Jim Crow. There's such, I mean, almost, it's almost like the hatred gangs have for each other. The South is this black and white thing. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But go ahead, Jeffrey.
It'll never change.
No, the bottom line is this rubs me the wrong way because of the, I've been to court more than I care to even mention. And, you know, so I've seen how that system works or how that system is rigged. And, you know, just the general ideas, you know, the ideology behind it, you know, and how that plays out, you know, when it was, you know, when it's black, you know, when it's black and white. You know, and the politicking, even the games they play when they pick juries. You know, I recently rewatched that People versus O.J. Simpson, and the arrogance of saying, "Well, we're going to take this case to downtown."
Hold on, let me interrupt. As we are speaking, broadcasting, this came in on the wire that Gregory and Travis McMichael have been arrested for the murder. The second brother should be arrested too, because he's falling behind. Like isn't that being an accessory to the fact?
Yo, for real, they got him.
Yeah, they arrested
the Georgia Bureau of Investigation took him in.
But what about the third son?
Once again,
yeah.
You know, they had
he was
to,
probably
they had
raped
to go. You know, that's the state. That's the state stepping in where the local county. The local jurisdiction wouldn't. You know, so right there.
And there would never been no arrest if there had not been such an outcry by the public.
No, exactly. It would have just been one of those things where...
There's an editorial op in the New York Times. Folks, I suggest everybody read it. I got to say hi to the journalist. It touches on some points. My God. And this is a white guy. But go ahead, Jeff.
No, I'm just saying the whole thing on why they didn't try that case in Santa Monica, where they would have gotten a jury of a similar mindset, similar ilk that OJ was in, but they overplayed the political end. You know, they claimed they were taking the climate and the pulse of the city into consideration, but really what they were basically trying to do, they were really arrogant, thinking that if they did get a jury of mostly black folk, that they would look at the evidence, that they could play the race card, that they could play it and still get a conviction. But I knew during the preliminary hearing, because I personally had encounters with Mark Furman, I knew
Mark Furman will print evidence.
No, I knew personally because of something he said to me.
Met Mark Furman, man?
I was arrested by that asshole.
You talking about the OJ?
No, I get that, but this is a side note.
Trial scenario. In case you young people don't know what we're talking about.
So I'm saying, based on something that he said
to me,
I'm saying something that he, based on, not something I heard, but something that I've heard him say and something that he said to me. I said, if they go that route, if that's their witness, they're going to take this case where he probably did it, and they're going to piss it away. And that's exactly where they went with it, because they were trying to.
And you guys continue. Hold on 1 second, all right? I got to take this call. Go ahead. Correct. Go ahead.
So at the end of the day, again, the way this, you know, it's not cut and dry. It's politicking. It's weighing out. Black lives are so unimportant in this country, are so unimportant. And at the end of the day,
how much money are we gonna lose? How much money are we gonna lose if something happens like this?
How much money are we gonna lose?
No, I'm saying that's what they're thinking. How much money?
No,
what's our bottom line?
They will literally say, you know, it's not worth, when it comes time for, you know, when you're black, you could do something. It could be your first case, and they're more prone to give you the max than they are if you're white. And it's the same type of case to where they're even going to allow you to go to prison, because they build prisons for black people. They build prisons for minorities. They tell you, we don't build prisons for white folks.
But they're more and more privatized now. So who you gonna get, right? They're more and more privatized. Really.
I'm not saying that they won't ever put any of them in there. I'm just saying that when it's all said and done, that's not the purpose for why they build prisons in this country.
But Jeffrey, it's facts. So you look at the case. Okay, so, I ain't your regular white boy, right? Anyway, so there's a census. There's research that's been done, and in the past,
I'm sorry, people, but somebody very influential in television and entertainment was listening. They're listening. And they hit me up for an interview. I'll let you guys know later. A lot of people listening to what's going on. Continue. My bad.
Jeffrey, what I'm saying is that, past doesn't dictate future, correct? But, so these things are built on past statistics. So these prisons are getting more and more privatized. So they're doing more and more statistical research on the past. And the statistics of the past don't necessarily mean the future. So everything's fucked up. Everything's wrong. Everything's timeless.
And talking about prisons, you know, with the COVID-19 situation, people in prison are the forgotten population. A lot of video has circulated of people infected like crazy inside these joints. It is a prison in Kansas. They took over. They rioted.
Yo, I just say I had COVID not to get raped, man. Straight up. I'm like, you want this shit? I said I would just say I had COVID just not to get raped. Straight up.
No,
anyways,
Jeff.
I'm like, you want me to call you? Want me to call you, motherfuckers?
That's what happened.
Man, I love this show, dog. I love this fucking show. I love both you boys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Del Monte. They make a lot of peaches and fruits and vegetables, and I said that in one of their fruit cups. Del Monte.
Yeah.
Buy them at the local grocery.
You can't buy them at your grocery. You can't buy them at your local grocery because they all sold out.
Oh, you can buy them at Kroger.
I love the show. Anyways, continue, Jeffrey. I'm sorry to interrupt.
What I'm saying is, when you go into the courtroom, and I base it on the court, because ultimately, whether it goes to court or whether it doesn't go to court, you know, everything that the DA does is predicated on what could play out in court. Everything that these people, when they're shooting. And killing, when George Zimmerman is shooting Trayvon Martin, when these police officers are killing black men, unarmed black men, they're basing it on the likelihood that they won't even be charged. And
yep.
until until they have to start going through the process of being charged, at least being charged and brought up and having their life hang in the balance as to whether their ass is going to be somebody's bitch in jail or that they're
going to be a PC.
Oh, well, you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing. But they're going to be in prison. They're not even thinking twice. And I wonder aloud, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it here. I've wondered aloud if there's some kind of underground bounty that they tax into, you know, for doing what they do. You know, and that's how deep I think the racism is.
Hey, you never know. You never know. I bet you their family – I never thought about that. A lot of these white folks who kill black men, I wanted someone anonymously gives them a donation.
You know, I mean, they can quickly watch how quickly these pigs that killed the Aubrey guy. Watch how quick they have a GoFundMe page up, and probably don't even need the money. You know, and there'll be people that'll contribute to it. My point, the point that I make. Is, you know, they're quick to cry and bitch about rights they don't even have. And they don't, and at the same time, they won't use their voice to stand up for the rights that we have. And they're the major violators of those rights.
Man. Hey, I'm gonna bring on a caller from New Jersey and see what's their take on this whole situation. Hold on. 973-204, you're live. Nino, how's it going?
What's up, Cynthia?
What up,
Nino, quick question. When did you find out what happened down in Georgia? How long ago?
I want to say like a week ago.
When?
A week ago, I want to say.
Oh, I didn't find out until like a couple days ago.
I seen like a post on it because I think it happened on April 12th.
No, 13th. In February.
It happened in February?
Yep. When did you find out, Jeff?
I found out about the situation in Brunswick. Two days ago.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, right?
Man?
Yeah, straight up, man.
Yeah,
two nights ago. I watched it on the news.
Yeah, a lot of us found out a couple days ago. And Nino, you're a young man. You're in your 20s.
Yeah.
You're military trained. You done gave your honor to uphold the Constitution of this country and defend it against everyone, foreign and domestic. How do you feel when you see shit like this go on?
Mom, disgusting.
And you're
will
black.
Be the first word that comes to mind. Yeah, well, black. I just consider myself a black person who speaks Spanish. But my initial reaction would be like disgust.
He's Dominican.
That some of these, but I do feel like that this is what President Trump brought about. Like now, it's openly okay that to be blatantly racist. Now, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, we saw that once the election. You're right on that. You're right. But it never was illegal to be racist. It's illegal to act upon that racism. You know, I can hate whoever. That's my God. You know, that's my constitutional right. So. But being a racist and then taking a life and are denying services, that's illegal. At least it's supposed to be. So, in the aftermath, you know, what's going on?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen if they don't? If these guys don't get convicted?
Oh, this is gonna finally be the. This is gonna be like the. That's gonna. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's probably gonna be like the second Trayvon Martin of the decade.
I think it's going to be worse. I think it's to be, like I said, my opening statement.
Absolutely worse.
We are that
be Rodney
far
King again, man.
From a race war. No, worse than that, Maddie. We are that far from an all-out race war in this country. I'm serious. Where you're going to see people just go and shoot white folks and shoot black people indiscriminately. And then it'll get to the point where people see white, shoot. And it could be your best friend. I see black, shoot. I'm serious. Maddie, I might have to shoot you one day.
Oh, we have here to shoot you right now.
No, I mean to make a joke of this, but you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, this let me bring everybody up to speed. A good percentage, even though a lot of these states have relaxed their quarantine, blah, 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 a lot of people are inside. Many people are glued to social media. That's where they're getting all their content from. And right now, you got a whole bunch of people on both sides of the aisle paying attention. And so it could go either one way or the other. I hope it balances out, and it's a wake-up call. I don't believe so myself. That's why I said I hope this COVID kills a lot of people. Because maybe this disease could do what, and I said again, like I said prior episodes, Martin Luther King didn't do it, Malcolm X, Civil Rights didn't do it. Marching on Thelma, all that. Harry Tubman didn't do it. Abraham Lincoln didn't do it. We need to end this system the way it is, period. It's unequal, it's racist, and it's geared to keep me down and keep a certain percentage of the people going up. And I don't care if you poor white trash. I said this before. When I see homeless, I refuse to give aid to homeless white men. I don't care how destitute they are. If they're women or children, I will. If they're men, I will. Know why? Because I could clean up any white homeless guy, give him a shave, throw on a cheap suit from Goodwill, and I could take him to 10 banks, and he'll have no credit. I guarantee you, one of them banks is going to give him some money. Let me do that.
Yo, man, take it easy on that.
I'm being honest.
No. Nah. Yo, stop depriving your people, man.
That's a fucked up
statement, dog.
Nah. I'm sorry.
Everybody gets denied. I've been denied, too.
A dairy white guy could come up. A dairy white guy could come up, Maddie. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
I'm telling you how I know.
Maddie, you don't know because you, Maddie, with all due respect,
Don't even say it.
And you're a good person. You're not an American. You're Canadian. Everybody. You know my friends in Ireland. I got family. They call me Pet, their brother. They're like, you Americans are gonna kill each other. Y'all crazy. I mean, this black and white issue people is really a phenomenon of this country. It exists for a certain extent, like in Brazil, because their business has been so integrated with American business, they pick up the same racism. Even among Hispanics now, before, you know, being black and Hispanic, you know, people, years ago, you would not see a real dark-skinned Hispanic come to America because even though they was poor in their country, they weren't treated as a nigga. They just treated as a poor Dominican or Colombian, okay? It was not, it's classism. But, I mean, Koreans are very racist, and we know the Chinese are against Africans, but for the most part, the world is not as full of racial hate. Well, the Indians are against each other. They look just alike, you know. But that again is a case thing and a religious thing. But here in America, it's people hate me for my color, and I may hate them for their color. Seriously.
You know, you remember those times we went to like those barbecues in Washington? And I was the only white boy.
Yeah.
Yo, you want to talk about hatred, man? I was just holding my keys in my fucking hand.
Now, people that hate you, they looking at you.
Shoot my ass, man.
Right, is he a cop? Is he a fed? There's a difference between suspicion and hatred.
Yeah, but we had feds for our
responsibility. You guys know, I got 21 children. All my
black and white.
Hold on. I've been attacked by both blacks and whites for having a Caucasian white. You know how many times I had to defend my family on the East Coast? In the 21st
century.
But Nino, Any more thoughts on the matter? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I'm just listening to you. No, that was all my thoughts. Thank you.
Let me ask you this, Nino. You got a girlfriend. When she seen what happened, what was her reaction?
Because
we're men, and we all, you know, we're ready to go to war. What was your girlfriend's reaction?
Give me a second. I'm asking her.
Yeah, put her on the phone. Let me ask her directly.
That's a good question, actually, OG.
Yeah. Because the men are very, all the men on social media are very vocal about it.
Yeah, but you and I, yeah, you're right. We're ready to go to war, but yeah, I never asked a girl what she thought.
Hello.
Hey, hello, sweetheart. Thank you for taking the time.
Hey, what's up, girl?
When you saw what happened, and first, everyone, I'm gonna say hello to her. She's from Ohio, and she is of Cape Verdean descent, and she's a lovely girlfriend slash fiance to my nephew.
Hey, what's up? Yo,
and
your nephew's
first,
a good motherfucker.
What is your first
name
so we can get a first name for the world? What's your first name?
Taylor.
Taylor. When you saw the video footage of that jogging young black man and what proceeded, I almost put nothing in your, no words in your mouth, what was your reaction?
Yeah. The first thing was it was another situation. The unfortunate thing about it was that it was one of those things where you're, like I said, unfortunate, but you're kind of sadly used to it. It's kind of something that it's one of those things that it was like, damn, it happened again, you know? But
So you're kind of numb, right? Kind of numb.
Yeah. You're kind of numb to it. And that's what's sad about
it. No, but this one's like, different, though, man. This one's kind of different.
No.
The
I
only
mean,
difference
I
had
think
it
so.
Was
think
it wasn't a cop in the badge.
I don't.
No,
I don't
but yeah, but that's
I
even worse.
But the thing is, I don't think it's any. I don't think it's different because you got to take all these situations that have happened with young black men involving other white men shooting them down. It's kind of the same thing. You got a lot of these black men minding their business. But because I'm black and you feel that I'm somewhere I shouldn't be or I'm just here, I'm existing, you feel that that's a problem. Or in his case, he matched somebody that was robbing the neighborhood, so you felt it was necessary to handle the situation. Even though you were an ex-cop or whatever the case is, you're not a cop right now. So it wasn't for him to handle that situation. It was for him to call.
Fuck
you know,
if he was a cop back then, too.
Right.
Like, say, if he was still a cop. Yeah, but you got to understand that not all white folk are like that, right?
Hillbilly
motherfuckers.
Let me add this narrative into this mix. Even when Black Lives Matter movement first started, I always told people, I don't want no one killing none of us. But until we stop killing ourselves, you can't blame people for doing what they're doing. And so yesterday I put up a post, and it's called The Black Man Oath. I'm going to say it live, and I want everybody to play this back and recite it and remember it. All you black men, I don't care what your affiliation, we have to stop killing each other. This is what it says. As of today, I have no problems with other black men. My goal is not to hurt or harm you, but support and uplift you. We have enough enemies. Be safe out there, black man. I don't want my kids getting killed by you and nobody else. I raise my children to be respectful. Let's show these people we are respectful people. Okay? Enough already. Enough. My bad, Taylor. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I think when it comes to racism, I don't think that white people will ever understand. They'll never get it because they've never had situations where it's been reversed. So
yeah.
I don't think.
Yo, try being the only white boy in a black strip club.
Well, no, Maddie, understand the question.
I
the statement. You can experience prejudice, but in order to be racist, you gotta have power.
Somebody tried to break into my house.
He'll get a check. But
OG, somebody tried to break into my house. Yo, listen.
Listen
to me.
Somebody power talk with OG. I'm speaking first. Listen.
Oh yeah. Okay.
With black and white issues, a black person cannot be racist in this country. Because we don't have the power. In order to be a racist, you gotta have the power economically, politically, systematically. We don't have that.
No, I think it's the opposite, though. Somebody
tried
to break into
the
other day.
We can be prejudiced.
Someone tried to break in. Somebody just tried to break into my house the other day, man. And they weren't white. And I had a baseball bat just waiting for them.
Okay.
And they didn't. They tried, and they told me that I was of a prestige kind, and that we were going to eradicate your kind of people because you're exceptionally spoiled. Yo, it goes both ways, man. It goes both ways. So I had to do this shit with the baseball bat.
Oh, yeah,
yo,
well,
I told you
well,
I had a fucked up week.
Right. That's not racist. That's you protecting your family.
That's fine.
I'm going to smoke a nigga trying to run in my house in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but it's the same. Huh? No, how is it
it's
different?
It's not the
man?
Same thing. It's different because you're in a world where when you step out in the world, when another
everybody sees
you as a white man.
No one's plotting on you like they're plotting on us.
I've made it to the top of hip hop. I'm the only white boy. The only white boy.
But Maddie,
you don't think that motherfuckers don't think I deserve to be there?
Matthew, your family is substantially well off. You did that by choice.
So
you don't have to fuck with hip hop. We have no choice but to deal
what
with certain shit. That's what she means, Maddie.
Everybody's got a choice.
Maddie, that's great.
I know, damn well, you know.
Yo, one person talk at a time.
Racism or right racism. Don't give me that crap, bro.
Why am I getting yelled at? Why am I getting yelled at right now?
Because you're my brother. I know you way better than that. Come on.
Yeah, so what? I'm gonna pay off somebody who's trying to steal my fucking earrings out of my ears?
But we're saying the perception out there, bro. You love everybody.
Homie.
You got one of the most beautiful hearts I know on this planet.
So that's me, though.
But we're talking about
people that get jacked,
how it is.
Kidnapped
you
and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not arguing against your case at all. You know I'm on your side. The point is, I'm saying that it comes to everybody who's different, right? So, like you said.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
World,
anybody who's unique and stands out, of course.
Listen.
You want to share some
exactly.
Type of anti-ism. You're right on that point. Let me tell you. You know, the closest people who probably can relate to black racism is the homosexual community. Because they get killed like crazy, even by our committee. The homosexuals, the closest community that can sympathize with the black plight. But you know what killed me? The middle class and rich homosexuals. I've been called a nigger by one of them. I said, you called me a nigger? Man, you suck dick. You a faggot. How you gonna call me a nigger? You know what I mean? If anything, you should be my brother. Seriously.
You go through the same stuff. You go through you still have issues, but
yeah.
Like I said, when you walk out into the world, I'm not saying you've never experienced anything or nothing, because you know I don't
talking
know what
to me,
about.
Huh?
Yes, she's talking.
Yeah,
to you.
I'm talking to you. But
OG, let her talk.
When you,
I'll tell you, she's talking to you.
Into the world, when you step out into the world, you're a white man. You are safe.
Your financial standing.
OG, let the woman
you
speak.
You don't have to worry about certain things that people of color have to worry about. Even as a black woman, there's things that I have to worry about.
Sweet.
And I can sit here. I can sit here and tell you. I mean, I have white family members as well. You know, I have.
No, but sweet.
My grandma is a white German woman. But at the same time, this woman is married to a black man, but she still shows racism. even amongst her own grandchildren. So this is what I'm saying is there is – it's crazy, right? So what I'm saying
okay,
is
but
even though you
honey,
step
have
out
you
into
seen
the
a
world –
have you seen a picture
still,
of me? Have you seen
I,
a picture
like
of
that,
me?
I don't know, but you're still
I walk – exactly. So
you're
I walk
okay.
into a room, ask OG. It don't matter. I walk into a place where I'm the only white. I walk into a place – I walk around everywhere. Everyone thinks I'm a cocky-ass motherfucker, and OG knows I am. I have diamonds all over me. I got shit all over me. I can't even walk into white places without being, like, looked at funny. I have to make friends before getting my ass kicked. All the girls, all the boys' girlfriends, I'm not
even
talking, man.
Even among white folks, you are way elite. Come on, man.
Yeah, you're still even amongst the, if you
no,
were
no,
to
no,
the
but
white
it
breakout now.
People off.
And you know, este cabrón es el loco con dinero. So for me, it's some filthy, filthy rich.
Hey, denada. No, but I mean, everyone's got their own stuff, right? But we're talking about
right.
this boy. And that boy was just jogging. Like, yo, if you're trying to get away from something, you ain't jogging in shorts. You running
I know. I mean,
like
come
a motherfucker. You throwing
him.
Your jacket over that fucking, you throwing your
fast.
Jacket
he
over that chain fence.
He wasn't even running fast. Mm-hmm. You see that, Jeff?
Yo, he wasn't. He was doing his pace. He had his watch on. He was checking his steps. Do you know what I mean? He was watching his heart rate on his watch. And some boys come up and like, ha-ha. And just fucking in the videotape. Man, these motherfuckers are shit. Don't you think
they
I want to curb stomp these motherfuckers
like
too?
In the window. Give me a fucking break.
Yeah, man. Like, this is some game.
Where's
it's like shooting game.
Motherfuckers are breaking
I hope
houses.
These boys fry
they
in jail.
Have
I no, I hope they fry, 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 fry. Yeah, they shit. They embarrass my race. Do you know what that's like? They embarrass my motherfucking race. That makes me even fucking mad.
And that mm-hmm. now that's what I want to hear from white folks. That they can, even to them this is wrong.
It's embarrassing, yeah. Well, that's the start where it's white people have to start saying that what they're doing, what
they,
other
they gotta emphasize.
Wrong. It can't just be black people. It can't just be black people saying what you're doing is wrong. It has to be other white people. This is not okay. You being racist, that's fine. Whatever. If that's what you want to be, that's your business.
Yeah, OG had a point. Like, you just can't act on it. Yeah.
You exactly. Yeah. You deciding to act on it, that's when it becomes a problem. I don't care if you're racist. You know, I don't care if the white girls want to do the black girl hairstyles. That's your business. It doesn't matter. Whatever the case is, whatever kind of racism or cultural appropriation, whatever. That's your business. But once you start acting on these thoughts, that's when it becomes a problem. And other white people have to start explaining why these things are wrong and why they can't.
Especially when you're high on crystal meth, man.
Done.
You seen pictures of those motherfuckers?
We gotta get that start.
You know that they have a moon shield or what do they call it? Still somewhere in the
Virginia
Hills? You know that.
Moonshine.
You know that.
I mean, everybody drinks moonshine, though. That's not just a white drink. Yeah, I mean, my family's from Louisiana and Atlanta, so we drink moonshine. That's not a family. That's not just a white
oh,
drink.
Oh, shit, girl.
That's
I love a fuck.
That's
a
black
I
drink.
Freeze moonshine. I freeze moonshine, do lines with it. Anyways, so you want to get these kind of, but has anyone seen a picture of these two? I've been trying to search while we've been talking. But these two motherfuckers,
yeah,
like, I swear to God, you see some? They 69 each other
yeah,
straight
if you,
up.
If you go on
yo,
Twitter.
Yo, send them a picture. Go.
Look, yeah, if you go on Twitter, I believe Sean King has it in one of the threads. It's a father and a son. And
it's a father and two sons.
Yeah.
Oh, but there's only one in that picture.
There's only one picture of the father and the son. They only got the father and the son who actually did the shooting. I believe the son is the one that did he was arguing. He got out of the truck and was fighting with them. And then the father was actually in the back of the truck. So those two, I believe, are the ones that they had gotten, and they went ahead and arrested them.
Well, I hope the other boy gets an accessory chart.
Yeah. I
hey, everybody. I don't want to take up everybody's time. I just wanted to start the dialogue, and I just wanted to honor the memory of Ahmaud Arbery. It's not a lot you can find about him on the internet, but I'm sure the family will release more details. I know they're trying to probably dig up dirt, but what I found out that he was a good man. He loved football, and he loved to work out. And he lived up in that area, and he was just jogging for exercise. There's nothing bad I see about this young man, okay?
All you got to do is look at his picture, man. There's nothing wrong about that kid.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, he had an engaging smile. He looked like his mother. And
let's go back to something OG said earlier. Even if he had a record, in that instance, there was no reason for him to be shot and killed.
Exactly.
You know, to go back into somebody's history and try to plant something
vilified,
to justify
vilified.
The dirt and the wrong that you're doing. You know,
yes.
And to think, oh, you're just going to go and live, you know, the rest of your life in sanctity and peace. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, what's going to happen to me when I go skateboarding, man, down the street now? Like in L.A.
Nothing, because you're in a gated community.
Like, oh, shit.
You know, they
yeah, okay. Oh, well, gee, that's where we live, right? That's where we party. Yeah, gated communities. Man, shut the fuck up. Straight up, man. Last looking
hey,
motherfucker.
I'm going to get everybody last thoughts. Taylor, any last thoughts?
Sadly, no. But I hope this one is the one that changes people's agenda, hopefully.
And
as a black community, we can only do so much.
Family, what would you say?
There's nothing you can say, honestly.
Wow.
There's really nothing
yeah,
you can
exactly.
say. There's nothing
How about
you can.
You, Jeff,
there's
any last
absolutely
thought?
Nothing.
My thoughts are. Simple as this. We don't want a dog and pony show. I want to see, when I say justice, I want to see the court system work correctly, the prosecutorial system work correctly. You know, these guys they have to pay for what they've done, and they need to pay in a way that gives pause to somebody else thinking they can do the same thing.
Indeed. And to his family, to the family of Ahmaud Arbery, what would you like to say?
My heart goes out to you. My prayers go out to you. I can't even begin to imagine the pain, the suffering, and just the outright hurt and anger that you have. I can't even imagine. But, you know, and this is coming from California. There are people. This conversation has been going on some channels that I've been following, and I'm pretty sure we're going to chop this up again tonight. And, you know, there are people behind you and your family. There are sources of support, community support, you know, for your family, you know, in this particular matter. You're not, like I say, we don't, you know, we feel the pain. You know, we feel the pain. This, you know, this is not, you know, you get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
And, Maddie, is there anything you would like to say to the family?
Well, first of all, I want these motherfuckers to get 25 to life and put in general population so that they're going to get big black dicks shoved up their ass constantly. And then to the family, I saw an interview with his mom, and she was kind of – it was almost like she was expecting it. So, yeah, condolences. That's it.
And
Nino,
good
boy.
Nino, any last thoughts and anything you would like to say to the family if you could?
My heart goes out to them. I can't even begin to imagine losing a loved one the way that they did, and like having the whole world, you know, be all up in your business like that, all because the justice system ain't know how to do their job. But we're all with you in this difficult time.
And
yeah,
let me add my thoughts.
I want to say to the,
hold on.
Let me add my thoughts.
First, I want the general public, let's watch and observe. But if that fails, y'all know I'm a real OG. And all I'm going to say to the gangsters of the world, especially the black men that said quit killing each other, well, you guys got a target now. Green light, motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I said it
live.
And
we all
green
work together
light.
To get this shit done. Yeah, don't fuck with people who are fucking famous and have a car.
Green light means, hey, you know what time it is. It's not a rock they can crawl under.
Yo, better make sure what you mean by that.
Let's get it. All right,
thank
you, everybody.
I'm sorry, this
is raw, aggressive, and some of you all, peace up with you, so maybe
OG, Mac,
walk in the black man's shoes. We out.
OG,
yo,
Mac.
Love you guys. Bye.
Let's get it.